Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Ariel Nissenblatt. This week's episode covers the week of May 25th through 29th, 2020. Thank you to this week's podcast and newsletter sponsors, The Jordan Harbinger Show and the Future Hindsight Podcast. We'll hear more from our sponsors later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. Then, we'll touch on some podcast industry news from the Inside Podcasting newsletter, and we'll wrap it up with some sponsor information and Patreon shoutouts. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is sports and culture, which I know we're missing lately. The curator is Kondwani Mwase, host of the 54 Lights podcast. Here's why Kondwani chose this theme.
Good morning, good day, or good evening. My name is Kondwani Mwase, and I'm the host of a podcast called 54 Lights. The show is dedicated to telling undertold stories of seemingly ordinary people. For this week's theme, I chose sports and culture. Now, I used to watch sports because I loved the competition, the strategy, and tactics. When I listen to podcasts now, though, I get a better appreciation of how sport is actually a reflection of culture, whether good or bad. And it's through this medium that people can appreciate culture through a different lens, whether they're sports fans or not.
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Kondwani, along with short descriptions of each one. The first episode comes to us from the podcast 54 Lights and is called It's Gotta Be the Shoes. It's 36 minutes long. In the summer of 2018, UOIT, the University of Ontario Institute of Technology, took the somewhat unconventional decision of naming Christina Eniojuken as the head coach of its women's basketball program. To be clear, it's not unconventional because she's unqualified. Quite the opposite. Her resume is stacked. She's far and away the right person for the job. The fact that she's a woman is what makes an immensely interesting story even more intriguing. The host of this podcast sat down with Krista to talk about her career, her perspective, and of course, basketball. The next episode comes to us from Black on the Air and is called Jemele Hill on Places Where Sports and Politics Collide. It's 85 minutes long. Larry Wilmore shares his thoughts on the Trump impeachment inquiry before he's joined by Atlantic staff writer Jemele Hill to talk about Detroit sports fandom, the difference between being a savant and an enthusiast in sports writing, athlete behavior on social media, and how Colin Kaepernick created a movement. The next episode comes from the 30 for 30 podcast and is called Hoodies Up. It's 31 minutes long. Today, the story of a photograph taken in a hotel ballroom by the NBA's Miami Heat. It's a photo that can be seen as an opening bracket of a new era of athlete activism. But more than that, the behind-the-scenes story of how and why this photo came to exist tells us a lot about our current moment in history and what happens when celebrities, politics, and sports come together in a single image. The next episode comes to us from the Edge of Sports podcast and is called The Kansas City Chiefs Name, Racist or Just Sports? It's 53 minutes long. In this episode, the hosts talk to Vincent Schilling, associate editor from Indian Country Today, about the origin and present ramifications of the Kansas City Chiefs name and mascot. The next and last episode comes to us from Throwback and is called Underfunded, Underprepared, Outplayed. It's 31 minutes long. The first U.S. women's national team didn't win a single game at its first international competition. So how did they go from complete embarrassment to tournament favorites entering the first Women's World Cup just 6 years later? Those are the podcasts and episodes recommended by Kondwani Mwase for this week's theme, Sports and Culture. Hopefully these podcasts will fill the void left by sports cancellations. Go team! Each week in our newsletter, which you can find and sign up for on our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, our curators have a chance to show off something that they love. It can be a project, a nonprofit they want to highlight, or really, really anything. Here's what Kondwani wants us to know about. He says, one of my recent podcast guests, Andrea Gunraj, educated me about the challenges facing women during the COVID-19 pandemic. Check out her cause, Tireless Together Fund, which is run via the Canadian Women's Foundation. We'll link to the Tireless Together Fund in the show notes of this episode. Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag SportsPods. Now's the time in the show where we discuss podcast news. Thank you to Sky at Inside Podcasting for her work reporting on the podcast industry. This week, she released an original piece written by Jonathan Mosen. A celebrated champion of the blind and visually impaired, Jonathan has been podcasting and teaching other blind people how to podcast and leverage technologies for decades. As a result of his service to the blind community, in 2019, his native New Zealand made him a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit, which honors those, quote, in any field of endeavor, have rendered meritorious service to the crown and nation, or who have become distinguished by their eminence, talents, contributions, or other merits, end quote. Jonathan is also the CEO of Workbridge, a national employment agency for disabled New Zealanders. Quote, I am probably one of the few blind CEOs of national organizations in the world, and I hope there will be many more in the future, end quote. In today's piece, Jonathan shares his podcasting journey and reveals the complexities and distinct advantages of podcasting as a blind person. To learn more and read about Jonathan's piece, go to inside.com/podcasting. In other news, yes, it's true, and we do need to mention it, Spotify and Joe Rogan are entering a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal. Rogan's podcast will be available on Spotify starting September 1st, and then starting December 1st, will only be available on Spotify. Listeners of this podcast may know that I am not the biggest Joe Rogan fan. That must be said. But even Joe Rogan fans will note that this deal is a blow to the podcast industry, which for years has been open-sourced and available to all. Technically, when a podcast is not available on all platforms, it's not a podcast. This, of course, won't have an effect on the people who continue to listen to Joe's show. It won't matter if it's a podcast or not if they're consuming the content that he puts out. I guess I'm just hoping that Spotify doesn't become the center of all podcast content. Seems like they're making a lot of acquisitions lately, and if they continue to do so, I don't know if the indie podcasts are still going to get a fair shake. I'm not entirely sure how to react to or what to do about this to ensure that the smaller companies can continue to create and market content, but I'll keep bringing these questions about so that we can discuss them and stay informed. That's it for podcast news. We'll be back next week with more. Now it's time for our sponsors. Thank you to all of our sponsors. You make this podcast and newsletter possible. First, to the Future Hindsight Podcast. This episode is brought to us by the Future Hindsight Podcast. Each week, host Mila Atmos interviews activists and citizen changemakers involved with justice, democracy, and equality. Tune in to their 10th season for expert takes on countering fake news, protecting ourselves online, and staying hopeful in an uncertain future. Listen now at futurehindsight.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And next, The Jordan Harbinger Show. Imagine being part of a conversation with your favorite scientist, author, performer, and absorbing wisdom from the sharpest minds of our day. You now have a front row seat to learn skills and strategies directly from masters of their craft, and to hear stories from those who have lived them firsthand. Jordan will keep you informed and entertained and learning with tips from experts all over the world. Listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you get your podcasts. Next, we'd love to shout out our Patreons. They keep supporting us even throughout these uncertain times, and it's awesome, and we really appreciate it. There's Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, The Retro Network, Maja, and Katie. Thank you. We really, really appreciate it. You can become a contributor, too. You get this nifty shout-out and whatever else you want. We can discuss that later. Just go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective, and you can sign up there for just $2 a month to support us. Next, we're throwing a combo podcast networking event, Happy Hour, on Thursday, June 4th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's virtual, of course, so everyone can attend. We're going to be matching mentors with mentees in the podcast industry and then breaking into discussion groups based on topics of interest. I've been missing in-person podcasting events. Living in L.A. before the pandemic, there were truly podcast happy hours once a week. It's weird not to have them, both socially and because a lot of collaborations come from these in-person events. We're going to try to replicate that through this online event. I hope you can make it. And for more information and to sign up, you can go to earbudspodcastcollective.org/events. That's earbudspodcastcollective.org/events. And that's it for today. We say the word podcast a lot on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. Today, it was 46 times. Head to our social media, where you can find links to the episodes that we mentioned and everything else. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Podcall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. Thank you for tuning in week after week. We really appreciate it. Tweet at us to let us know that you're an Earbuddy and that you like listening to the show. We'd love to hear from you. We're at EarbudsPodCall on Twitter. We'll catch you next time. And until then, keep washing your hands and staying safe. And of course, continue listening to podcasts. Bye.